The Buddha has spoken about the earth, about the earth in terms of patience and equanimity. Patience and equanimity can be described as the two great virtues of the planet Earth. Our society is not very healthy, therefore many of us are sick and we need healing and nourishment. We intoxicated ourselves with poisons. Our body and our mind have a lot of poisons. Craving, hate, anger, despair are poisons for our mind. And our body also has a lot of poisons because we don't know how to consume. But Mother Earth has a power to heal herself, has the capacity to heal herself, and has the capacity to help us heal if we know how to take refuge in her. While the Buddha was teaching Rahula, he mentioned earth as having these virtues, patience and equanimity. If needed, and then Mother Earth can spend 1 million years or 10 million years in order to heal herself. She is not in a hurry. And she has the power to renew herself. We have to see that. If we study the history of the earth, we know that she has had a lot of patience. So that now today she has become a very beautiful star, green star. And when we walk, we are aware that the earth is holding our steps. But Mother Earth is not just below, under our feet. Mother Earth is inside of us. To think that Mother Earth is the environment outside of us, around us, is wrong. Mother Earth is inside of us. And we don't need to die in order to go back to Mother Earth. We are back. We are already in Mother Earth. And that is why we have to learn how to take refuge in Mother Earth. And that is the best way to heal and to nourish ourselves. So walking meditation is one of the ways to heal. And walking meditation would be successful if we know how to allow the earth to be in us and around us, just to be aware of that we are the earth. And we don't have to do much. We don't have to do anything at all in order to get the healing and nourishment. It's like when we were in our mother's womb. We did not have to breathe. We did not have to eat, because our mother breathed for us and ate for us. We did not have to worry about anything. It is possible to behave like that now. When you sit, allow Mother Earth to sit for you. When you breathe, allow Mother Earth to breathe for you. When you walk, allow Mother Earth to walk for you. Don't make any effort. Allow her to do. She knows how to do it. Suppose you are sitting like this. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to fight in order to sit. Don't try to breathe in and breathe out. Don't try to be peaceful. Allow Mother Earth to do everything for you. Allow the air to enter our lungs. Allow the air to go out of our lungs. We don't need to try to breathe in. We don't need to try to breathe out. Just allow nature, allow the earth to breathe in and out for us. We just sit there and enjoy the breathing in and the breathing out. There is the breathing, there is no you who are breathing in and you are breathing out. We don't need a you, a I, in order to breathe in and out. The breathing in and the breathing out happen by itself alone. Try. Do you have to do anything? No. Allow the breathing in to take place. Allow the breathing out to take place and enjoy the in-breath and the out-breath. And if we do like that, allow our body to relax totally. You don't have to strive. You don't have to make an effort. Behave like the embryo, the fetus in the womb of the mother. Allow your mother to do everything for you. To breathe, to eat, to drink. And this is possible now if you know how to take refuge in Mother Earth. She's a great Bodhisattva. She is the mother of all the Buddhas, all Bodhisattvas, all saints. Shakyamuni is her son. Jesus Christ is also her son. And we are also her sons and daughters. And we have to learn how to take refuge in her and allow her to continue to do everything for us. We don't need to do anything at all. You don't have to fight in order to sit. Allow yourself to be seated. Allow yourself to be yourself. Don't do anything. Let the sitting take place. Don't strive in order to sit. And then relaxation will come. And you know something? When there is relaxation, the healing begins to take place. There is no healing without relaxation. And relaxation means doing nothing, trying nothing. So why it is breathing in? It's not you who are breathing in. Why it is breathing in? You just enjoy. You say, healing is taking place, healing is taking place. When it is breathing out, you say, healing is taking place. Allow your body to renew herself, to heal herself, to be nourished. This is the practice of non-practice. Han, nivo han. Hành vô hành hành, practicing the non-practice. And if we observe, we see that Mother Earth has the power, has the capacity to heal herself and heal us. and you believe in that power of healing of Mother Earth. And that belief comes from your own observation, your own experience, and not something people tell you and ask you to believe in. Mother Earth can renew herself, can transform herself, can heal herself, and can heal us. And that is the fact. And if we recognize that fact, faith is there. We have faith. We take refuge. We allow ourselves to be healed by Mother Earth. And while sitting, we get the healing. While walking, we get the healing. While breathing, we get the healing. We do not have to do anything at all. Just surrender ourselves to Mother Earth, and she will do everything. When it is breathing in, I don't want to say when you are breathing in, when the breathing in is taking place, you say, nourishment is taking place. Nourishment, nourishment. Allow yourself to be nourished. You are nourished by the air. You are nourished by the sunshine, because the air is embracing you, penetrate into you. And the sunshine also penetrate into you. Father, Son, and Mother Earth is there 24 hours for us. Even during the night, the sun is there. Mahavairochana, Tathagata, is there during the night. Otherwise, we will freeze. And it's like Mother Earth, Father, Son is also in us and not up there, outside. When I wrote The Sun, My Heart, I had that insight, that vision, that the sun is my heart inside of me. So if we know the practice of non-practice, we don't have to strive to fight in order to practice. We know that the healing could be difficult if you don't allow your body to heal. You don't allow your mind to heal. You believe that you need a lot of medicine. You need a lot of exercise, whether physical or mental exercises. But the only exercise that can heal you is the exercise of non-exercise. Don't try anything. Allow yourself to relax and release all the tension in your body and all the worries and the fear in your mind. Because these things are preventing you to heal, to let go, to release, to take full refuge in the earth, in the sun, and allow ourselves to be healed. And that in the four positions, sitting, lying down, walking, standing. Always in the refuge. Allow Mother Earth, Father, Son to penetrate, to be acting in order for us to get the healing. And it is our experience that there's no healing possible without releasing, relaxing. So when you sit in such a way that you don't have to try to sit. You just enjoy deeply your sitting. Nothing to do. nowhere to go. I just enjoy my sitting. And if you have a half an hour sitting like that, you have a half an hour of healing. You enjoy every in-breath. It's not you who are making the in-breath and out-breath. You don't have to make an in-breath and out-breath. It will do it by itself. The in-breath does not need itself in order to happen. I don't have to breathe. The breathing just happens by itself. I just enjoy. And if I know how to enjoy the breathing will become more pleasant. And the quality of breathing will increase because I don't try to interfere and to bend it and to force it. So the sitting should be natural, without effort. The breathing also, and the walking also. You don't have to walk like this. You allow yourself to walk. Don't try to walk. The walking will take place without you. You don't need a will to walk. Allow the walking to take place. Be there only and aware and enjoy. Because every step like that is healing. Every step is nourishing. If there is the letting go and the relaxation, no healing is possible without relaxation and letting go. And we should practice this simple thing in order to get healed and to help heal our society and the world. If you do it 1 hour, you have 1 hour of healing. If you do it one day, there is 1 day of healing. This is possible. Make it pleasant, make it healing and nourishing. Everything you do, don't try, don't make any effort. Take refuge in Mother Earth. She knows how to do it. She continues to do it for you. Just like the time, during the time you are in her, in the womb of your mother.